Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Raviv Nadaf. He is the CEO and founder of Kino by Kinetics, a video conferencing platform designed for real engagement and workplace productivity. Mr. Nadaf, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing some details here on Kino by Kinetics. So obviously the pandemic was and is a significant disruption to the workforce in terms of how and where employees have done their work. Have there been surprising takeaways for the business world in regards to remote working? Any input there is appreciated.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we saw in our research and the trend of working from home that businesses actually benefit from employees working remote. Businesses can allow themselves to have their employees work remote, save on office space, and their productivity actually went up because the employees were, able to work from their comfort, the comfort of their home, and just still provide good value.
Now, your input there makes total sense to me. Good stuff and good information. Now, also, studies are showing that productivity has gone up as employees have worked remotely as well, which is interesting. What has been the Achilles heel, if there has been any, for remote workers?
So I'd say it's just that human connection that everyone is missing by just being remote. You know, there is the office environment offers more than just like a space to work. You always have that water cooler moment where you can just, socialize with your colleagues and make your day a little bit more interesting, a little bit more human in terms of like how you engage before you just go hopping back to work. So I feel like that will be something that a lot of employees are missing, and that's why some of them are looking forward to go back to the office.
Yeah, the lack of human contact is a big one right there. Today we're joined by Raviv Nadaf. He is the CEO and founder of Kino by Kinetics, a video conferencing platform designed for real engagement and workplace productivity. He's joined us briefly here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we had mentioned, you've created a video conferencing technology. How is this different from, say, a Zoom or even GoToMeeting sort of platform?
So all those other video platforms that we have on the market were made for business conferencing, meaning you have one person speaks to everyone else, and it's pretty much just like having a telephone conference call with added video. So what we did with Kino, we wanted to create something else for people to be able to engage and socialize and sort of create a space for gathering. So we actually define it as a video space rather than just a video conferencing. On Kino, you're able to have multiple conversations at the same time. So let's say you and I can have a conversation on a Kino session while two other people can have their own conversation. We will still be able to hear and see them, but still be able to have our conversations alongside them.
Raviv, another question for you as well. I understand your technology allows people to focus in and have direct conversations within a group. How does this work, and are there applications outside of the workplace on this?
Right. So we developed the focus feature on Kino. And the focus feature, what it does, when you activate the focus on a participant, that participant will come on a full screen video and 100% audio, while the unfocused participants are going to be at 5% audio and smaller tiles on the side. That's where you can have conversations one-on-one with the focused individual that you're focused on and still see and hear to an extent what's going on with the rest of the group. So if someone calls your name, you can, engage and be like, oh, yes, I'll come over. And it gives you the ability to approach and distance yourself from other individuals while in the video session. The engagement of it is like something else. And yes, there are so many applications. So when I started developing Kino, it was in the midst of the pandemic back in March of 2020. I went on one video call with friends, and you know, you usually just sit there and you don't exactly know when you can talk or and you can't engage with individuals other than the chat that they have on the system. And I wanted to do something that doesn't have a breakout room, because I still wanted to be and experience the group that I came to be with and have that conversation with that person that I'm interested in talking to. So the entire thing started from a social aspect rather than a business aspect. And then after we started developing it, we saw that it can be used as a virtual office, and that's how we use it from day to day. With the team being remote and also offshore sometimes, it's easy to connect and still have that sense of community and togetherness. So the way we see it, it's going to be great for the social aspect, networking events, and anything obviously for business, and all the way through education, where a teacher can have like multiple students and can actually accommodate multiple teachers that are that can guide the students in their groups and still be and still see and hear everyone in the same time. For the education purposes, it's been we saw a great response from schools and other institutions.
Well, I'd say it's a fabulous technology. Well done on your part to release Keno by Kinetics and the impact it's already having in the space. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or anything else we should be aware of in regards to Keno?
The community aspect of us as humans is, I think, that one of the most basic needs that we have. And the fact that we can now do it with technology, I feel like that's one of our greatest missions. To just bring people together and to have that human connection. That's pretty much what Keno is all about. And I feel like every one of us should remember that we are better together, honestly.
Mr. Nadaf, again, we thank you for what you're doing in the space on behalf of Keno and for joining us and introducing this technology to the audience as well. I'm sure listeners would like to know where they could get further information online and how they could tap into the service as needed.
Just go online to keno.live. And that's our website, and everything, the platform is alive there, and you can use it and engage, and it's really great.
Yeah, certainly the place to make it happen. Again, folks, that is keno.live. Raviv, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
And thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Raviv Nadaf. He is the CEO and founder of Keno by Kinetics, a video conferencing platform designed for real engagement and workplace productivity. And for all the details, visit keno.live. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.